And welcome to a new edition of Mercenary Musings Radio, a bi-weekly audio program featuring mining analyst and commodities expert, the mercenary geologist, Mickey Folt. We are your most trusted source for in-depth analysis and commentary on commodities, mining, and the junior resource sector. And Mickey, you're back from a road trip that included stops in Germany, Sweden, Finland, and Spain. How was the trip?
That was good, Rob. But it's always good to be home.
Good to find your luggage, I understand, as well.
Yeah, the luggage, two bags took very circuitous routes, and I was out without luggage for the last 4 days of the trip. It finally all showed up this morning, each bag taking a different route to get to Albuquerque.
Amazing how this stuff works out, but it always does, for the most part, find its way back home. Good to have you back, Mickey. We've been working our way down the periodic table. Group two, the alkaline metals. Last time out, we focused on magnesium. Today, you want to focus on calcium. And Mickey, you say that this is a major metal that is critical for modern-day civilization. Tell us a bit about the history of calcium, its characteristics, when it was first discovered, etc.
It's number 20 on the periodic table. It's an alkaline earth metal in the middle of the alkaline earth. It's soft, gray, silvery, very reactive, very low density, and it's a good conductor of electricity, but it's not stable in air, so it can't be used in that realm in practice. It's the fifth most abundant in the Earth's crust. It's the third most abundant metal in seawater, so it's quite abundant. It's essential to all living organisms. Most animals, it's the most abundant metal. For instance, our bones and teeth are of calcium phosphate, which is essentially hydrated apatite, and apatite is a naturally occurring mineral, but that's what bones are composed of. And then, of course, calcium carbonate are the shells of all marine creatures, first discovered in 1808.
Okay, well, and last program, Mickey, we talked a little bit about calcium, and you mentioned that, limestone came into the conversation. You mentioned kilns. You were at a cement operation. Tell us about that and how that fits into this story.
Well, it can be argued that calcium is the most essential metal on the planet. It's arguably that. It kind of depends on the way you look at it. For instance, cement, which is the main product made out of limestone, calcium carbonate, the world used 3.3 billion tons of cement last year. And if you compare that to iron ore, we use 2.8 billion tons of iron. So cement, which is used to make concrete and mortar, is very essential to everything we do in the construction industry. Cement itself is composed mainly of limestone, but you add some other stuff in it too. Gypsum, which is calcium sulfate, so there's another major product that has calcium in it. Gypsum is a minor component but necessary component in cement. Also, iron ore and clay are necessary components. Go a little bit into gypsum. It is, of course, used for wallboard, and it's also used, as we mentioned, a cement additive and plaster of Paris. If you break a bone, you get a cast, that's plaster of Paris. So gypsum is a major product too, also used as in the agricultural industry and the mining industry. So you kind of add all that up, Rob, and this is a very important metal.
My information may be a bit dated here, Mickey, but in my research, and this goes, I found this out, and it was dated January 2011, so as mentioned, a bit dated, but a forecast issued at that time stated the global demand for calcium carbonate would reach 108.5 million tons by 2015. Wondering how that compares with what you may have found out, and tell us a little about supply and demand. Is there, you know, it's the fifth most abundant element in the Earth's crust. Is there plenty of this stuff out there right now to meet global demand
for
it?
Concerning your first question, I'm not really sure how that jives with what I know. And what I know is that limestone is the most mined rock product on a planet. For instance, 70% of crushed stone is limestone. So I don't really understand that statistic. Cement, for instance, 3.3 billion tons, probably 90%, my guess, or 90-95% of that is going to be limestone. I've been in a cement plant and I've seen the amounts of iron ore and clay product, and that can be various things, but clay products added in the mix, and that might be something on the order of 5 to 10%.
Okay.
Then you add gypsum after the calcium, the limestone, the calcium carbonate is baked in a kiln. So concerning supply, I mean, these are all local supplies. For instance, lime is made in 29 states. There's cement plants all over the U.S. These are all very much local products. So transportation costs, these are industrial minerals. So location, infrastructure, transportation costs are paramount. Now, that said, in the final products, for instance, cement goes across international borders. Things like wallboard will go across international borders. But for the most part, the sources are local. You know, if a country has limestone, it probably has high calcium limestones, which can be mined and used to make lime and cement.
Okay, correct me if I'm wrong here, Mickey. Then could I take what you've just laid out for us and conclude that there's really not a great way for listeners to invest in this and try to make money off the demand and uses of calcium carbonate? Is that a proper conclusion?
Yeah, I think that is. You know, the cement industry is large companies. Limestone mining or construction crushed stone mining industries are the world's largest mining companies. Vulcan Materials, Lafarge are two that come to mind. These are major industrial companies that are generally conglomerates that do everything from mine to make final products. So it's not something that the junior industry could, in my opinion, ever be active in.
Right, and like a lot of the metals that we talk about, very cyclical in nature, tied to the overall health of the global economy. And right now, a lot of questions hanging over the global economy and in some areas of the world, slowing construction, and that means a slowing demand for calcium carbonate.
Well, not only calcium carbonate, and, you know, that's the main product, but we should not focus entirely on that. But the gypsum industry, the lime industry, which is essentially calcined limestone that's basically put into a kiln. So the worldwide demand for those products has gone down over the last 3 or 4 years, and there are still huge markets, but it's as the world construction industry goes, so goes these products.
Okay, well, let's wrap it up on that. Oh, Mickey, will we continue to work down the table next time out in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, we're working down the alkaline metals. The next one in a row is strontium. That's going to be a minor metal. I'll look at the periodic table. We may, as we did with the alkali metals, we may throw some of them together.
Mm-hmm.
We got strontium, barium, and then radon, and that's not a metal. That's a radioactive gas. So the barium industry is important with the mineral barite. So we'll make some decision about how we'll treat those last two metals on the periodic table.
Okay, sounds good, Mickey. We'll reconnect in 2 weeks' time. Thanks very much for this.
Okay, thanks a lot, Rob.
That is Mickey Fulp, the Mercenary Geologist. You can find him on the web at mercenarygeologist.com. And you can always hear Mickey's latest opinion exclusively on mercenarygeologist.fm and kitco.com. I'm Robert Graham at Mercenary Musings Radio. Thanks for listening.